And so Ben did what a magician almost never does. He took the boy aside and revealed how Buddy sat quietly and snugly within a false bottom of the disappearing box. But the boy refused to be consoled. Perhaps this wasn't even the same rabbit. There was no proof, after all. A white rabbit was an everyday thing. You could buy a dozen at a pet store. And so the boy continued to cry, and Ben might have wept right along with this child had he not been lucky enough to possess the tricks of his trade. Quickly he reached to pull a silver dollar from behind the boy's ear. "See?" Ben grinned. "Presto," he announced. The boy stopped crying all at once. He was startled out of his tears. When Ben told him the silver dollar was his to keep, this boy looked, for a brief instant, the way he might have if awful things hadn't happened to him. At noon, Ben left the hospital and went to the Owl Cafe, where he had 3 cups of black coffee. He didn't have lunch. He didn't order the hash and eggs that he liked, or the bacon, lettuce, and tomato on whole wheat. The waitresses watched him carefully, hoping he'd soon be up to his old tricks, setting the salt shakers on end, starting fires in the ashtrays with a snap of his fingers, snatching tablecloths from beneath their place settings. But Ben just went on drinking coffee. After he'd paid and left a large tip, he drove around for hours. He kept thinking about the lifespan of a mayfly and all the time he had wasted. And frankly, he wasn't willing to waste any more. Ben has spent his whole life afraid that whoever he loves will disappear, and there'll be no finding her. Not behind the veils, not in the false bottom of the largest wooden box, the red lacquer one he keeps in the basement but can't bring himself to use, even though he's been assured he can drive swords through the wood without causing a single wound. Well, that had changed. He wanted an answer right then, before Jillian got dressed and ran back to the safety of her sister's house. "It's very simple," he said. "Yes or no?" "This isn't a yes or no kind of thing," Jillian hedged. "Oh, yes," Ben said with absolute certainty. "It is."
"No," Jillian insisted.
Looking at his solemn face, she wished then that she'd known him forever. She wished that he had been the first one to kiss her and the first to make love to her. She wished she could say yes.
"It's more of a thinking it over kind of thing,"